Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today's episode comes from the Benga Lagoon Resort here in Fiji, and I want to talk about something that we spoke on in the past. So basically go back to the roots and talk about the inner circle or ideosphere of sharks. We talked about this in the past. It's the space around the shark that the animal needs to freely maneuver. The radius about this space is roughly about 2 body lengths. This is pretty much the same distance from which a shark can detect water relocation, meaning water pressure caused by another fin or another body. Further away, any movement is reduced to sounds only, to what the shark actually then gets out of emotion. Whenever we dive, we mostly forget about this space when interacting with sharks. I just called it a space. Well, it's actually, I picture it for myself like an actual ball, but it's really not, most likely not really a ball. It's just a three-dimensional space around the shark. It may not be equal all around, but that is just an assumption. We hardly think about this area of a shark when interacting with them, especially when we are close to the surface, the bottom, or the reef. But once you remember, it gives you an excellent idea if the shark is calm, curious, bold, or whatever, all depending if it remains close to the inner circle, what we also call, remember, the inner threshold, or further away and stays in the inner zone. This is especially true when a shark makes circles around you. Remember, circling in a shark is not a prelude to a bite, despite what the movies and fictional books say, and even some of my colleagues. It's not a prelude to a bite. It's a form of checking you out by not coming closer. But even if the shark makes the circles tighter, it only tells you that either it gets more curious or more comfortable. And as long as it does not overstep the inner threshold, there is nothing to worry about. And even if it would overstep that distance, should you not feel comfortable, just approach it and it will put in more distance between you and itself again. Should there be more than one shark, just go for the closest one. But again, that's not what I really want to talk about today. I want to talk about personal spaces that sharks need the same way we do. I was just in the Bahamas doing some research, and I was in the water up to 4 hours a day and had to watch approach patterns over and over because of the experiments we did. Some of the sharks you start to recognize after a few days, and it was very interesting to see how their daily pattern and so their inner circles changed. I mean, the circles remain the same, but sometimes they get closer to the inner threshold, sometimes we're staying further away, you know what I mean. Was the weather overcast? They came closer. Was it brighter? They stayed further away. Interesting, right? Was our support boat further away? They were more curious and came closer. That in itself is, well, you can put in a lot of things why that is. So this whole thing made me think that this inner circle cannot just be guided by water pressure or anything physical, but truly how the shark may feel on any given day. I know the word feeling and sharks, this is a tricky issue, but why not accept that the shark can have feelings too? I'm often surprised how quick people degrade sharks and point out that their seemingly inability to feel. But what I saw these days when looking at them, sometimes one just had the impression they were more curious, sometimes less curious, and it was connected to their moods. And I even go that far and believe that sometimes you saw a grumpy shark. Again, why not? Have you ever had an aquarium? Yes, no, well, I had one, and whenever I passed them, the fish followed me or waited in the corner and started to increase the tailbeat frequency. I'm not saying that they wiggled their tails like a dog would, but my presence triggered their reaction to them, so something happened. And whenever something like this happens, there must be a chemical reaction somewhere, so why not in their brains where it's most likely? So if my presence caused a chemical release in their brains, why can't that be something positive? I hope you get my drift. So this inner circle is likely not just the threshold between curiosity and hesitation, but likely also something where warning is issued for the animal. Like, get closer and you can't maneuver unhindered anymore, so be aware. And this is also the distance where you can then see a shark lowering its pectoral fins, but as mentioned in the past, it is not meant as a threat display against us, but being likely threatening to them. So they are threatened by us, that's why they lower the pectoral fins. And so a shark makes itself ready, should something happen, and be able to react quickly with a pectoral burst, where he can accelerate and steer at the same time. Understanding the inner circle of a shark is a pretty useful feature when interacting with them, not just because all shark species have it, but also because it gives you a good feeling for relative distance with the shark, but also where a potential bottleneck may come in. When I say relative distance, of course it's not really relative because it's two body lengths, but it's not really, you don't really use it as an absolute measurement, so don't go for meters, really go use body lengths as the unit, okay? But there's something else. Some species like the bull sharks have the tendency to naturally come closer. Not all of them. Sometimes they are rather shy, but more often than not, they approach rather quickly and then overstep the known inner threshold of about two body lengths. We measured that the inner threshold for grown bull sharks is about 1.4 body lengths. And we also realized that the larger the bull sharks, the more curious they sometimes get. So how does this play out in the crepuscular at times, dusk and dawn, or with general low visibility? Lower vis always means that the shark can't see that well either and needs to adapt to the dimmer light. We don't know yet how quickly a bull shark, or any shark for that matter, can do it, but considering that they have primarily rod cells that are used for black and white vision in their visual center, offers the idea that they're ready exactly for that, and so any adaptation is likely immediate. But even so, sharks have the tendency to come closer during these times. The people such then interpreted with aggression or being more dangerous is understandable, but nothing could be further from the truth. It is simply a response to the lower light situations. So you see, once you're aware of the inner circle, you can really get a lot out of a shark without even knowing the species. And quite often when you have a less than happy feeling that the shark is close by, check out its inner circle, and I'm pretty sure you then see why you feel the way you feel, especially when being close to the surface, the bottom, or the reef, where the inner circle may touch these obstructions. Of course, the surface is not really an obstruction, but a barrier nonetheless, since a shark cannot use the air above the surface to maneuver. I hope you see now a little better the importance of this inner circle. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.